My name's Colin McFarlane, the superintendent in South Yorkshire Police.
Colin, just talk me through the incident tonight and where we are with it.
What we understand, around 4 o'clock today, some builders working on a property on Gibraltar Street, which I understand is part of a renovation programme, have come across a device that they believe was suspicious. We've attended, we share with their view on that it was a suspicious looking device. We've contained the area, called out the relative army disposal departments who can come and look at that. They've conducted a controlled explosive on that item, and at the minute nothing would indicate that was a explosive device.
We don't presume it was an unexploded bomb or anything of that nature?
No. Inquiries will need to continue, and we'll have our detectives working on it through the night and into tomorrow, but at this time there's nothing that indicates that it was a bomb.
What makes you think that it was a suspicious device?
It's basically what it looked like. It was clearly something out of character to what else was in that property. It had the appearance loosely of what you might imagine a bomb to look like, and hence our suspicion in relation to that.
And what about the... Obviously, you've cornered off the street. What's the protocol for the rest of the evening?
Well, it's still very much fluid at the moment, but as you'll see, we've released a lot of the cordons. We've only got one remaining on Gibraltar Street. We thank the public for their patience. We know it's had quite an impact on traffic and people movement around the city. Thank you in relation to that. Inquiries will continue in order to be... and to ensure that we do all we can to make sure we understand exactly what that item was, why it was there, why it was left there, and what the intention was for anybody who did leave it.
Do you expect inquiries to go on into tomorrow and keeping this part of the road closed?
That could be the case. I think this it'll certainly stay on probably for tonight, and then we'll review it in the small hours. But I'd be confident that sometime later today we can reopen the road and return to normal.
Obviously, there's been residents, about 30 or so, at this end of the street anyway, waiting to go into properties. Do we know how many people this has affected as a whole when we're talking about the residents in this particular area?
I've heard a figure about 30. We've had our colleagues out from the council who've organised refuge centres for people who've been displaced. I understand that accommodation has been offered for tonight. Obviously, we'll keep that fluid over the next hour or so as to whether any of those people can return or whether they'll stay in that accommodation for this evening. But again, I would be quite confident that it'll only be for one night.
And obviously you've kept people inside the buildings as well, so it's going to have affected a certain amount of people in this vicinity as well, won't it?
Yes, of course. We've knocked on doors asking people to leave. Quite often you can't get replies to doors, but you then establish somebody was in. But yes, again, thank you to all the people that have been affected by this. For those who have retained themselves indoors, we'll be knocking on doors again tonight as part of our house-to-house inquiries, and also letting people know that you don't need... to be fearful if indeed you were, because we're quite confident that aspect of the matter has now been dealt with.